This has been another wonderful conference, brothers and sisters. I'm sure we all appreciate the inspired and timely messages we have heard. They have been translated simultaneously into 29 languages, many of which have been broadcast via satellite television to millions of people. The wonder of television causes me to believe that Philo T. Farnsworth, back in 1927, must surely have been inspired of the Lord to develop this remarkable medium of communication. As you know, Brother Farnsworth was a member of the church. Applying his scientific skills, he brought to the world this marvelous invention, which I believe is to be used for the primary purpose of furthering the work of the Lord. In the past 60 years, television has become a major industry in the world. It is estimated that more than 750 million television sets are owned by people living in 160 countries. Approximately 2.5 billion people view television broadcasting every day. Most of us recognize both the many benefits and the many challenges that come from television in our modern, fast-paced world. Some of the benefits, besides the teaching of the gospel, we can receive by merely touching a button, include instant reports of local and world events, updates on weather, contact with fantasy, exploring geography, living history, enjoying good theater, dance, and music, and experiencing culture from almost every country in the world. For these kinds of programs, we praise the industry. Unfortunately, however, far too much programming is not wholesome and uplifting, but is violent, degrading, and destructive to moral values. This kind of television offends the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, I express words of warning and caution about such programming. Good families face very significant challenges in the controlling the use of television and videotapes in their homes. I agree with Dr. Victor L. Klein when he said, quote, "I am convinced by the vast amount of research that the images, fantasies, and models which we are repeatedly exposed to in advertisements, entertainment, novels, motion picture, and other works of art can and do affect the self-image and later the behavior of nearly all young people and adults too," close quote. On another occasion, Dr. Klein said that the mental diet is as important as the nutritional diet. The amount of violence a child sees at 7 predicts how violent he will be at 17, 27, and 37. Children's minds are like banks. Whatever you put in, you get back 10 years later with interest. He said that violent television teaches children step by step how to commit violent acts, and it desensitizes them to the horror of such behavior and to the feelings of victims. Dr. Klein said that America is suffering from an explosion of interpersonal violence like we have never seen before. The violence is caused by the violence in our entertainment, close quote. Some may be surprised to know that in the average American home, the television set is on just under 7 hours each day. And more than 66 million Americans who are under the age of 19 live in these homes. A recent magazine article included this statement: "Once television's window on the world mirrored solid family ties, heroes drawn in bright primary colors, and a society of permanence and belonging. Now, it's clear that our TV shows are showing quite a different picture. In fact, it's arguable that television is no longer a mere window on our world, but the value setter itself." Allow me to share highlights of some alarming findings from research studies conducted over the past 8 to 10 years on the effects of television when watched more than 2 hours a day without careful selection of programs. 1. Before television, children played together more often in larger groups, played outdoors more, spent more time being creative and inventive, and read more. Parents and children spent more time together, talked together more, shared more joint projects and chores, ate more meals together, and discussed many subjects. 2. Television is psychologically addictive. 3. Television is a physically passive activity and generally discourages creative play. It can encourage a certain kind of passivity, which leads to a show me or entertain me orientation by children. 4. Television tends to overpower and desensitize a child's sense of sympathy for the suffering. And 5. Some children lose the ability to learn from reality because life's experiences are more complicated than those seen on the screen. Teachers and parents, therefore, suffer by comparison when they cannot solve problems in 30 to 60 minutes. Volumes of research data show the detrimental effect of television, but I just say that television and video cassette viewing by youngsters has a significant impact on their behavior. We must not take lightly the confession of a recently executed killer on the impact pornography and violence in media had on his life. The Apostle Paul warned that men can become past feeling, giving themselves over to lasciviousness and to work with all uncleanliness with greediness. In Proverbs we read, "As a man thinketh, so is he." A mind exposed to violence and immorality cannot escape the negative impact of such exposure. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, quote, "A survey of influential television writers and executives in Hollywood has shown that they are far less righteous, religious than the general public. While nearly all of the 104 Hollywood professionals interviewed had a religious background, 45% now say they have no religion. And of the other 55%, only 7% say they attend a religious service as much as once a month. This group has had a major role in shaping the shows whose themes and stars have become staples in our popular culture. These are the people, TV scriptwriters and executives, who through the medium of entertainment are educating us in the direction of their own standards, which in many cases are diametrically opposed to the standards of the gospel." Close quote. A Time magazine article states, "The upsurge in openness has been linked to cutbacks in networks, departments of standards and practices. The censors who review shows and commercials for offensive materials were drastically reduced from 75 to 80 people per network in the 1970s to 35 to 40 today, with fewer than 30 each at CBS and NBC." Close quote. Televised violence has become so pervasive that the average high school student by graduation has seen 18,000 murders and many other acts of violence and sin. This being the case, today more parental review and monitoring is needed to protect our families from the current flood of TV violence and the impact it can have on us. Randall A. Wright, in his book Families in Danger, wrote, "It is possible to trace the decline in American television from its original programs. As an example, a primetime schedule check going back 30 years found that in 1955, no violent crime-oriented programs were offered. By 1986, 29 hours of violent programs were being offered. Close quote. I believe that the number of violent programs has increased substantially since 1986. Mr. Wright continued, not only is violence increasing on TV, but every form of immorality, vice, and corruption is also being paraded before our families' eyes in ever-increasing amounts. Ask yourself if the same kinds of sexually related scenes and messages of all too many programs of today were found in the programs of 20 years ago. We are being exposed to growing amounts of inappropriate material if we choose to watch TV without being selective. Close quote. In the church, we often state the couplet, be in the world, but not of the world. As we observe television shows that make profanity, violence, and infidelity commonplace, and even glamorous, we often wish we could lock out the world in some way and isolate our families from it all. Perhaps the proper response to outrageous behavior is outrage. Or more to the point, the proper response to outrageous television is outrage. I express my own and this church's disappointment and disagreement and even outrage with television that turns our attention and sometimes our inclinations towards violence, self-serving greed, profanity, disrespect for traditional values, sexual promiscuity, and deviance. Nephi predicted that in our day Satan would rage in the hearts of the children of men and stir them up to anger against that which is good. Satan's evil use of television contributes to the increased wickedness in our society. Perhaps we should state the couplet previously mentioned as two separate admonitions. First, be in the world. Be involved. Be informed. Try to be understanding and tolerant and to appreciate diversity. Make meaningful contributions to society through service and involvement. Second, be not of the world. Do not follow wrong paths or bend to accommodate or accept what is not right. We should strive to change the corrupt and immoral tendencies in television and in society by keeping things that offend and debase out of our homes. In spite of all the wickedness in the world, and in spite of all the opposition to good that we find on every hand, we should not try to take ourselves or our children out of the world. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven or yeast. We are to lift the world and help all to rise above the wickedness that surrounds us. The Savior prayed to the Father, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. Members of the church need to influence more than we are influenced. We should work to stem the tide of sin and evil instead of passively being swept along by it. We each need to help solve the problem rather than avoid or ignore it. I like this simple little poem. All the water in the world, no matter how it tried, could ever sink the smallest ship until it got inside. All the evil in the world and every kind of sin could never damn a human soul unless we let it in. We can live in the world, brothers and sisters, without letting the world into us. We have the gospel message that can carry men and women buoyantly through the mist of darkness to the source of all light. We can raise children who have been taught to discern and to make personal righteous decisions. The Lord does not need a society that hides and isolates itself from the world. Rather, He needs stalwart individuals and families who live exemplary lives in the world and demonstrate that joy and fulfillment come not of the world, but through the Spirit and the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Now, what can we as individuals and families do to reverse the trends of television? Let me review with you some suggestions. Research data indicate that families that limit television viewing to a maximum of 2 hours a day of carefully selected programs see the following significant changes in family relationships. 1. Value setting will be taught and reinforced by the family. Families will learn how to establish values and reason together. 2. Relationships between parents and youth will increase in families. 3. Homework will be completed with less pressure of time. 4. Personal conversations will increase substantially. 5. Children's imaginations will come back to life. 6. Each family member will become a discriminating selector and evaluator of programs. 7. Parents can become family leaders again. And 8. Good reading habits may be substituted for television viewing. Brothers and sisters, we can join with other concerned people and write to local radio and television stations and to cable and networks to express our concerns. The sponsors and advertisers who pay for programs and advertising that are offensive would most likely appreciate hearing from us also. In my opinion, we must make our influence felt by joining with other concerned people who oppose television programming that tears down and destroys the values that have made our families and our countries strong. Latter-day Saints are not alone in this concern. Many individual churches and other organizations are raising their voices. Let us join with them, brothers and sisters, to persuade TV script writers, executives, and sponsors to use their talents and resources to help build a better and safer world. President George Bush, in his inaugural address, called for a kinder face of the nation and a gentler face of the world. Let it begin by a kinder and gentler television throughout the world. The prophet Moroni wrote that each of us is given the Spirit of Christ to know good from evil. Everything that invites us to do good is of God. On the other hand, anything that persuades us to do evil is of the devil, for he and those who follow him persuade no one to do good. This simple test will guide us in judging television and media programs. May the Lord bless us to protect ourselves, our families, the spirit of our homes, and help us improve our world through working for improved television programming. I leave you my testimony that we have only one sure way to secure our homes and our families, and that is through learning and living the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and help you prevent anything of an evil nature from entering your homes. I pray humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.